Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are sliding into a control freak nanny state where you're arrested for what you say, for your letter to the editor, for your comments, for handing out videos to Ron Paul, where the CPS comes after you, your children because you got bloodshot eyes from allergies, where just everything is considered a crime. We're continuing with calls as well. We've got two guests coming up to tell their stories. We were talking to a caller. Is it Dan or Don in Alabama? Don in Alabama. And you know, we've had all this FEMA camp talk the last few days because of the admitted FEMA camp in Taylor, Texas, just north of me. But I forget about one of the biggest pieces of evidence, not just the Senate hearings or all the admissions. In starting in 1986, they started the civilian inmate labor camp program in secret on 12 bases. They declassified it in 1997. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. And it's got the phone numbers and the names and the bases. And it says they got 12 camps operating in secret, now public. They're going to open another 24, they were saying, in 97, where they take federal and state inmates and they bring them and they live on bases with troops then guarding them. And so that's to set the precedent of the military controlling regular convicts. And so this is real. This is here. It's a slow-moving process, but now it's starting to speed up. They know how to do this to us incrementally. We're being domesticated. And we are a prison economy now. That's what the universities are switching over to as their main curriculum, you know, the main courses they offer, ITT, even the technical schools. It's all shifting into this. Because it isn't a free market economy. The globalists own the private central banks. They issue the money. They set up the entire economy to destroy the middle class, to destroy the family, so they can get control. But I have seen that particular Alabama base you mentioned as an auxiliary to control and hold populations. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yes, Alex. And another thing, these Christians, a lot of them are thinking, oh, well, I'll be a martyr for Christ. Well, the thing about it is 99.9% of them, if they can't stand up when everything's going fine, they doggone sure are not going to stand up when it gets bad.
Well, yeah, they're procrastinating. They're saying, well, when things get a lot worse, I'll get involved. That's going to ensure things do get worse. And they also have this attitude of you can't change anything. Well, what about Jonah going to Nineveh?
Amen.
I mean, I want to give our society a reprieve so we have time to wake up more people.
That's exactly right, brother. It drives me nuts. I go crazy with these people. They've got me branded as a heretic now.
Well, I mean, do they think in your local churches that George Bush is like some type of saint and needs to be worshipped?
Well, they're starting to see through George Bush, brother, but they always fall back. They fall back to what they've been taught. And I want to bring one more thing up. You know, Pastor D. James Kennedy had a heart attack.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, massive heart attack. I was just wondering if there's anything to that, because he was really coming out against this bunch that's tearing down the Constitution.
You know, I've seen him on television. My grandmother loves him, and he's one of the few guys we'll talk about the UN,
correct,
North American Union, and I know lately he's been writing some really hardcore articles, and that's too bad. He had a heart attack, huh?
Massive heart attack, yes. Well, brother, I tell you what, I'm trying to put together some papers, and if there's anything I could do to help you other than what I'm doing here in Alabama, I would be more than glad to. If it comes to a Bible issue, I don't call myself a scholar, but like I said, I spent 31 years in the book, and I'd like to see somebody stand up before me and try to debate me on the issue.
All right, well, good to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, when I'm on vacation, it's about the only time I really watch a lot of TV, and I've watched TBN the last few years, you know, when I'm sitting in a beach house somewhere on the Texas coast for a few days in between fishing or making sandcastles with the family, and for years I've watched James Kennedy, and I did see him a few months ago when I was down at the beach. Boy, he was on fire. New World Order, North American Union, both parties are controlled. And but, you know, he's an older fella. He might have had a real heart attack, but that is interesting. I hope he makes it back to the pulpit. But he's about the only person I've seen that's any good on TBN. All the rest of them just mix in too many lies. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to be clear here. I have enough respect for you as an audience to think that you're not going to let this scare you, that you're not going to make this affect you where you then cower. We illustrate this because it's happening and people need support, number one. Number two, it illustrates the brainwashed Soviet/fascist mindset of people in this country. Now, I've had national talk show hosts call for my arrest. I'm a traitor. I'm American Al-Qaeda when I'm actually fighting Al-Qaeda and warned of the 9/11 attacks and tried to stop them. We've had the 9/11 truth movement on a daily basis nationally on TV and radio called traitors. We need to be arrested. And there have been other cases where it's been in the news where somebody puts up a sign saying our judicial system's a joke and it's an upstanding member of the community. And I point that out because it's even happening to, you know, big shots in towns. You know, guys that own the big lumber yard. I remember that case in Tennessee and the judge said, I think that's disrespectful. So he ordered the police to go arrest the guy. The judge later got kicked off the bench, but it shows their mindset. I remember Kelly Rushing 3 years ago made a VHS tape with Ron Paul's speech in the well of the House in the Capitol. Republican congressman called neocon laying out that Bush wasn't a conservative. And then after that on the tape was Road to Tyranny. Put it on one slow play VHS tape. And he gave it to a state police officer. Now, when I first heard the story, I was ignorant 3.5 years ago. I didn't believe this really went on in America. Again, it's always a learning process. I didn't think he was lying. He sounded very credible. But then he sent me the local newspaper saying, and they reported it like it was a good thing. Well, Kelly Rushing of the Rushing family here in town was arrested for giving a videotape to the police that they said was threatening and anti-law enforcement. So I see the judge's name in the paper saying how wonderful these charges are of terroristic threats against the police, state police, in there in Lyon County, Kentucky. So I called up on a Sunday, and I called the judge's house, and he answered, and he said, well, I'm not going to talk about the case, but yes, you saw what's in the paper. And I said, you're going to go ahead and trial. And he goes, well, you'll see. And I was very polite to the judge. Of course, I did it in front of my wife as a witness, so he couldn't try to make something up. But the point is, the judge didn't make something up. You know, this guy thinks it's normal. He thinks he's good. And they went to trial, and Kelly Rushing demanded a jury trial. And I called around the town after that. I wanted to find out if this Kelly Rushing guy was a bad guy around town. Oh, no, the Rushings have been here since, you know, for hundreds of years, and their family's prominent, and they're good. Kelly Rushing's a good Christian man in Sunday school, local business owner. You know, this is just a good old boy with a farm and horses and a business. And the state trooper testified that he walked up and politely, you know, gave him the tape. Well, the next day he pulled Rushing over and he put him in the back of the police car, put him in handcuffs, said that's a threatening anti-law enforcement video. Road to Tyranny, Ron Paul speech. And then they said the Ron Paul speech was part of the charges. A congressman giving a speech in the floor of the House. Again, it shows the mind, and I got to get to my guest because we're running out of time here. And it went to trial, and the jury found him not guilty. He was facing 3 years on two counts, each video, of terroristic threat. Okay? And the judge told the jury, this is a terroristic threat. This guy has terrorized this police officer. And he laughed at Kelly when Kelly was in the back of the squad car saying, he called his wife on his cell phone and laughed and said, I've got the videotape bandit. Now, see, that's America. This cop doesn't care he's about to ruin somebody's life. He doesn't care about the First Amendment. He doesn't even know what it is. It's just fun to just, it's psychopathic. That's what a psychopath does. They don't care. They don't empathize. Some nice, good old boy gives him a video, and Kelly starts saying real nicely, and they tried to use the tape of this in court, and the jury saw it and said that he hadn't done it. He was saying, sir, I was just trying to warn you and your family about how the country's in, oh, now you're threatening my family. So they tried that, too. Well, Kelly walked up, and I talked to him the day he got out of court. He got out of court like noon. We had him on right at the end of the show. You heard him on air. We got to get Kelly back on. I'm trying to find his number the other day. Kelly, if you're listening, call back in sometime this week or next week. When I don't have a guest on, or call me and give me your number. I couldn't find it. I guess I could look at information again in Lyon County, Kentucky. And then, but there have been a bunch of other cases of this around the country. And Kelly walked up to that state police officer, and he tried to shake his hand. He wouldn't shake it. And he said, Kelly said, I'm real sorry about all this trouble, turning the other cheek. And that cop looked at him with pure hatred. Then they started pulling him over every day, harassing him. He and his buddy were riding horses by their farm, and they claimed they were drunkenly riding horses. You know, I mean, that's the type of stuff they do. Now shifting gears to Shirley M. Anderson, RN, registered nurse. And she lives in Colville, Washington, one of the worst states for this we've seen. And she wrote a letter to the editor we're going to be posting on JonesReport.com. I forgot to tell Aaron to post this. We'll post it right now. And she talked about how Vietnam was staged. She talked about how Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex. And then she talks about losing troops in Iraq and how it's wrong and how about how our government was involved in 9/11, the evidence shows. And that's where the story starts. So we don't have long, Shirley, but I want you to tell folks, just in a nutshell, and then we'll go through more details, how this all started, what ended up happening, and you've got these local librarians that think they're Jack Bauer, and, you know, the local cops think this. It's really bad in small towns, and it's an illustration of how far we've come from land of the free, home of the brave. But, ma'am, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you for a few minutes. It started a long time ago in the Pacific Northwest, in Tacoma, along what I call the I-5 corridor of hell, which goes from Seattle to Tacoma to the state capital in Olympia. And about 8 years ago, my entire life, everything I loved and owned, taken from me, I had to leave the state, broke my heart. And I was gone for about 8 years. And I was coerced, much to my ignorance, Alex.
But I mean, let's just, we don't have a lot of time. Let's tell the story of what happened with you handing out Terror Storm and Loose Change.
Loose Change, 911 Revisited, Professor Stephen Jones, Professor David Ray Griffin.
Okay, but listen, for the listeners, we know Oregon's a police state. I mean, the point is, will you just tell us what happened to you at the library trying to give them free copies?
Yeah, free copies, never once asked them, never once pressured them, when are they going to get on the documentary show?
So that's now terrorism. But let's go back. First, you write a letter to the editor, that gets their attention, and then what happens next? Tell us the story.
Okay. On 12th December, an officer comes to the door, and I had just posted this letter to the local newspaper, and I gave a courtesy copy to the library, and early in the day, and late that evening, an officer comes to my house, asks me if I'm suicidal. I say, of course not, I never have been. And
by the way, this happened to G. Gordon Liddy's, the lady that does his voiceovers on the show, G. Gordon Liddy, famous, you know, model, pretty big actress, and they just, for no reason, came after her saying she was suicidal. So this is a tactic they use to get into your life. It's the social worker nexus point gets around the Constitution, but tell folks what happened.
Well, I apprised him that, no, I am not suicidal. I have never been, nor would I ever be. He gave me his business card, said, Shirley, if you ever want to talk to me, you call me up. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. And he left. I closed the door. But he had said enough where I knew where it started. It started
sure,
with...
Sure, you gave him a letter to the editor that had your phone number and your name. Now they know who the lady is that comes in.
Exactly.
Asking him to carry the videos politely. And so you know who did it. You then call up the library.
I called the library. She says, oh, I called the executive secretary of the police department, and we decided you're suicidal. And I swore at her and hung up. Within a couple of minutes, the police officer, can I say his name, Alex, or I'm not allowed to do that?
No, go ahead.
Scott Arms calls me and says, you ever go near the library again, I'll arrest you. So we ran this back and forth for about 60 seconds.
And so it became a urination contest.
Yeah, yes, it did. Absolutely.
Okay. So
and I said, there's federal codes. You have delusions of grandiosity. My United States codes and the Fourth Amendment allows me to enjoy peaceful habitation without illegal search and seizure. You know, forget that. And so we screamed this back and forth for about 60, 70 seconds. He hangs up. Within 2 minutes, he and another Husky officer stormed my apartment, rammed me through the floor, rammed my head up and down several times and take me outside. Now, by now, I'm dizzy, severely bruised, and...
Kevin was saying you had a split head, or did that happen next?
I passed out. I fainted. Just as they were about to tip my head into the back of the patrol vehicle, I passed out. It was like 19, 20 degrees outside, and I saw huge white lights, which were probably the police officers' lights. And I woke up to these huge lights and a man saying, you're in a pool of blood, stay still. And the ambulance came, and then I was 4 hours in the emergency room.
And, of course, MRI. They never stopped there, though. Not only did you get beat up, then they got to throw some charges on you to protect themselves.
Yep.
Tell us about that when we get back. We got a break, and then I want to ask for folks in the area to help you in any way they can. But this is how it works. This is how they operate. And that's why I advise people, when the cops call, do not talk to them, and then get in your car and leave. It's better to not have confrontations with them because, well, it's like with Kelly Rushin. They think Ron Paul giving a speech is illegal. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill, then right, it's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Back. We do have a letter now up on JonesReport.com. Go read it. Cogent, focused, well-spoken on the war, on 9/11. Shirley Anderson, and gave a copy to the library when she dropped back by to say, hey, why don't you guys put the videos I've given you, you know, there for people for free, which is normal. You're supposed to donate stuff to the library. And then they got her contact info and name off a letter to the editor and just dropped by as a secret police dude and, you know, see if they could snoop something up. And then I guess shooting her mouth off and talking back to people who think their God was a big mistake. So what did they then try to charge you with? And this just happened a few weeks ago. Where is this right now?
Phone harassment was dismissed. The district court judge stated that the prosecutor met none of the parameters in order to charge me with that, and I was still charged with resisting arrest. I'm 5'3", Alex.
Yeah, I know. You get the beat down, and then you get to go to prison for it.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm 5'3". I am no longer 35 years old. I'm 57, and I still think I'm 35. But,
well, let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, they just grabbed... I mean, did you resist them?
No. How could I resist them? I'm a little person.
Well, I don't get why they beat you up and then charge you, but that seems to be the favorite thing to do. Are you going to demand a jury trial and tell the story of how all this happened?
Well, I'm not sure that's going to be a good thing because I live in a tiny village that is what... And I'm not... I hope I can say this on the air. I call it generationally... sociopolitically incestuous in that they all wash each other's back. You know, it's a, I got your back, Jack.
Yeah, it'll be the cop's father and brother on the jury.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you talked to this police officer who's ruining your life? I mean, is he proud of, I mean, how many stitches you get in your head?
They were staples. I believe there were 7 staples, but I'm not sure.
And so when do you go to court?
January 31st for resisting arrest.
And is that going to be in Colville, or is that going to be in the county?
That's going to be in Colville.
Well, do you want to give out your contact info for anybody in the area that wants to try to come to the court and support you?
Sure. Do you want to do that by webpage, or do you want me to do it on the air?
Well, I mean, if it's okay, we'll put the number up on the letter to the editor you wrote.
Okay, sure. Go ahead and do that.
I mean, is that what you want?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it's so sad. I mean, with Kelly rushing, they didn't even beat him up and then charge him. They just said it's illegal to give tapes of Congress to people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how crazy these people are. They watch Jack Bauer on TV every day, and they think everybody's a secret agent fighting Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And they call for my arrest on a routine basis, and I'm too big of...
Oh, I know. I watched when I watched you... being ever so compliant with the Bobbies in Great Britain, you know, I couldn't believe how they were treating you as a criminal.
For videotaping, you know, that's freedom. Well, I mean, this is a new darkness that's setting upon us. It is criminal.
I have a quick quote. Do you have time for it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, this is from A.E. German, Ph.D. et al., Introduction to Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice. It's a very old, dusty book I found in a library, copyright sometime in the 1960s.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
In general, an accurate barometer engaging the moral tone of a community is a criminal justice system. If graft, simony, nepotism, and corruption are accepted phenomena throughout the social, governmental, educational, and religious groupings, then so too in the criminal justice system. Organized crime is dedicated to subverting the most cherished attributes of a free society. As their leaders pursue their racketeering in open and clear defiance of the law, they preach a sermon that all too many Americans heed. The government is for sale. Morality is for suckers, and honesty a pitfall.
Well, you need to send me a copy of that. What it boils down to is they decide that you're uppity and shouldn't be shooting your mouth off and you're a traitor, so let's get her. And they do.
Hey, and the thing
hey,
is,
you shouldn't, Alex, you shouldn't have come around our town, lady. You gonna
the
be
thing
gone.
Is,
hold
is
on.
That we're trying to protect
stay
the wife.
Stay there. We're going to get her. We got her.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I've known James Panic and his wife. I'd call us a little more than acquaintances, but not good friends. I mean, I've been to swimming pool with them and been to a carnival with them and through some mutual friends. And I've been to a few parties, a few dinners with his wife, with my wife. And we'll tell you the story of them and the CPS. Don't have to look far afield for FEMA camps and CPS stories. It's going on right here where I live. That's how bad this stuff's gotten. We're going to briefly tell you that story in a minute. And I appreciate James holding. Let's go back to Shirley Anderson. Shirley, folks are going to call you. They're going to offer to help you. The key here is you can show that they were harassing you. You can show that they're not getting you for any original crime to be there. They show up. They harass you. They claim you're suicidal out of the blue. They come in and assault you. And to cover the assault charge, they lay this assault charge on you or resisting arrest. And it's just outrageous. Any other ways people can help you? I mean, number one, it's going to be you reap what you sow. I hope the librarian and the cop know they don't have to fear you or me or anybody else. They need to fear God. Because bearing false witness, even if it's delusional, you know, concocting that we just think you're evil because you don't like the government. I mean, I believe in laws of the universe and God's laws. It's people that do this kind of stuff and go after women and children. It's just they are really in a lot of trouble in God's creation, I'll tell you. But it's just really sad. But anything else you want to add about this?
Help. I could use some real fellow patriots in my life, and that was what I was about. when this happened.
Yeah, you were trying to do a letter to the editor. You were trying to give them some free videos. You were just talking to people, and you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to watch your television. You're supposed to drool. You're supposed to believe all the propaganda and take your flu shot every year with five times the safe level of mercury.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to eat your radiated meat, and you're supposed to just, you know, just be an idiot.
Yeah. And we are an offense to the global mind control. Mind control has existed since the 40s in the United States. It will continue to exist.
Well, that is mass brainwashing and mind control, that they would think that because, well, she wrote a letter to the editor. She's trying to give anti-government videos. And she doesn't like it that somebody called us out because they think she's crazy. Well, let's go get her. And it's a shame, but we'll follow this case.
Well, I have one quick thing to say if you have enough time. Milton William Cooper, before he was gunned down 7 weeks after the Twin Towers
in Arizona, yeah,
warned us in his book "Behold a Pale Horse." The title, of course, extracted from Revelation 6, that anyone who acts a God, family, country will be considered a mental case and will be put in one of the FEMA camps.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. We're not going to put up with it. I mean, take the little young man, now 11, just turned 11, was 10, at Steiner Elementary out in Lake Travis outside Austin, and they admitted, I have the report, the disciplinary report. It said he visited Infowars.com. He was called a terrorist at the front of the class, and they want him to have psychiatric evaluation, and they suspended him for visiting Infowars.com.
Tried to damage him for life.
Well, they're not going to succeed.
Amen.
And young people just need to keep their mouths shut. People need to get out of these government training camps. Listen, folks need to get in contact with these locals and let them know they don't appreciate it. They need to support you. They need to be there to be court watchers. And we'll follow your case and let them know nationally it's being followed. God bless and keep in touch with us.
I've enjoyed my time with you.
Thank you for coming on. And, folks, we're getting these reports every day. I mean, there's no way to cover them all or vet them all. We did vet this one, and we vetted what happened out at Steiner Middle School, Elementary, excuse me. And we did vet what happened with Kelly Rushing. And, I mean, you've seen it in the news. Man puts sign in yard saying judicial system a joke is arrested. They think it's Nazi Germany. They think it's the Soviet Union. Now, just to illustrate how CPS can get involved in your life. These are people I know. They don't drink, they don't take drugs, they don't do any of this. I know them. And James Panic's a teetotaler. And, you know, I've known them for, I guess, about 8 years, off and on. And they call up here to the office. And months ago, they called their daughter in, 11 years old, without telling her why at the school, without a disciplinary action, and they had a camera running, a CPS worker, a male with an 11-year-old girl, and he interrogated her about, you know, did mommy and daddy use drugs? And this is because a tattletale neighbor saw the mother with bloodshot eyes. Now, I've got a bloodshot eye right now from allergies, and that's what she had going on. And this is the country, folks. There's illegal aliens running around all around us. They don't have to show ID, again, to get a bank account or a housing loan. There's government criminality, almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. All sorts of corruption run absolutely rampant. And but all over the country, today, people off of the tattletale society are getting caught in this net. James, good to have you on with us. I haven't talked to you yet today. I talked to you last night. You tried to go into the school today to get the report on what was really going on with your daughter, and you're pulling her out of the government training camp and putting her in another school. That's the right move. But just in a nutshell, like our last guest did, tell us what happened. Tell us what you've now learned today.
Well, good afternoon, Alex, and I'm grateful to you and your listeners for your time. This morning didn't really... It was pretty uneventful. I got the cold shoulder from absolutely everyone. It was a madhouse because it was the first day of school. And basically, I withdrew her from that school and couldn't really get any information from anybody this morning. And that's okay. There was no scene. There was no problems. I was grateful to get out of there. Basically, this whole thing.
No, but you went in there with the education code to show how you were supposed to be contacted. I mean, explain that. Well, just tell the whole story. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, October 16th, my wife came down with conjunctivitis, which is just an eye infection. She went to the doctor. She got antibiotic for it.
I've had pink eye before. Who hasn't?
It's miserable. Yeah.
No, it means you're on drugs. You've got to have your children taken.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, the next day she informed me she felt like she was fine to drive, and I said okay. So she drove our daughter to school, and somewhere along the line, either she made an erratic movement of some kind with the steering wheel, or maybe she took a turn too sharply or not sharply enough or something, and someone called the police and reported a drunk driver. So the police caught up with her in directly smack dab in front of the school. And, of course, they were both mortified to, you know, both my daughter and my wife were mortified when the police showed up and started basically shaking down.
By the way, this is the new thing. You do any move or anything. My uncle was driving along, doesn't drink or anything, and they thought that, you know, they pulled him over and said somebody said you were drunk driving. It's just a police state, but go ahead.
Well, they allowed her to go into her school, very magnanimous of them, magnanimously let her do this, and she went into school in tears. And
so basically there's a scene, the parents must be bad, let's get the kid.
Well, I mean, if you're just pulling up and all you see is someone being, you know, shaken down in front of the school, you're going to think, well, what's going on here, you know? And of course, children are children, and they can be very mean. And
so without lawyers, without anything, they now are trying to interrogate your daughter to get something on you. Tell that.
Well, basically, the police could not find anything the matter with my wife except for the fact that her eyes were red. So they let her go, and I'll give you the rest of that story some other time. But someone, and we don't know who, but an 11-year-old, let's say, alluded to the fact that Sherry must have been on speed. And this word got to the principal. So,
see, everything's a witch hunt now. Just all these little Jack Bauer 11-year-olds, 80-year-olds, 20-year-olds just running around Jack Bowering everything. Got a spy, got a tattle.
Well, I found it fascinating. I've been involved with drug and alcohol abuse rehabilitation for over 25 years. I don't consider myself an expert, but the school apparently considers an 11-year-old an expert on drug and alcohol abuse, clearly. So a week later, I hear from my daughter after school. She's very shaken. She's extremely upset that they had called her out of class, said, you know, please come to the office. And she went to the office, and they escorted her to the receptionist escorted her to the rooms in back of the offices, and she then escorted her into a room where there was a tall man. She said he was about my size. I'm 6'2", and despite the fact that the receptionist left the door open, the CPS agent closed the door and began looking at my daughter. He didn't say anything. He just started looking at her. And so anyway, he asked her if she knew who he was. And she said, maybe I know, you know, I think I have an idea who you are. And he says, do you know what I do? And, of course, she said, no. So he, in other words, if the man had any parents, you would have any sense at all. First of all, you need to be polite. I mean, I'm not an Emily Post or an Amy Vanderbilt.
No, we're all criminals.
Thumper.
All children are to be interrogated. This is the new Soviet America. Okay, the schools are there to get children into the system by hook or by crook. Please continue.
So he is now alone in a room with no one but my daughter. And besides the fact, the only reason he got into the school is because he had a business card that claimed he was from CPS. No one in the entire school had ever seen this man on the campus before. So it's a total stranger to everyone.
He drives
there.
Around in a brand new BMW.
Yeah, because they're paid very well now. And he proceeds to interrogate her for about a half an hour and take pictures of her. And, of course, what really broke my heart was the fact that she was trying to apologize to me for not being able to get out of the situation in time, for allowing herself to be trapped.
You have a really sweet little daughter.
She is. She's extremely sweet. And
I remember back when my son was just a baby in arms, we went with your wife, my wife, and then your daughter. Your daughter was probably about 8 then. Yeah, she's 11 now. We went to the fair.
Yes.
And let them play games and stuff. We're very evil. But please continue.
Well, yeah. So anyway, I've been trying to reassure her that she did nothing wrong. There was nothing she could do. It was an ambush. And she's 11, and you know, God knows how old this guy is. And, you know, one thing has led to another, and in essence, with no evidence whatsoever but an anonymous 11-year-old saying that my wife is on speed, we now have this guy breathing down our necks, this CPS agent, Ordner.
Now, let's be clear. He also comes down and bangs on your door at your house.
Well, that was later. The first thing that happened, of course, was I was far too angry to deal with him, so I hired a lawyer. I mean, it was the only thing I could really do. I there was no way I could face a man who did this to my daughter and control myself, I felt. And so I hired a lawyer. And I left word, the lawyer also left word, that he must not have anything to do with me or my family. If he has any questions, he needs to contact my lawyer. 2 months go by. He never calls, nothing. On the 28th, which of course is on their Christmas break, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just walks up to the house and starts pounding on the door. And I was not there. I was at work. But
now, this is America. Just secret police. The school doesn't even know who he is. They won't tell
him. This is a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But so he's pounding on the door. And, of course, you know, they both know never answer the door. So they were quiet. They waited until he went away. And he left a pretty nasty note on the door saying, "You have 1 day to contact me, or I'm calling the DA's office in on this."
And that really is a terroristic threat. Police can't come and threaten, "You better meet with me or I'll charge you with something, or I'll get somebody to charge." I mean, that's just all color of law intimidation.
Well, not to mention the fact he has no jurisdiction. I mean, I read the entire Family Code of Texas this weekend. I mean, I scoured.
Well, let's be clear. Who is this guy? Who does he really work for?
To the best of my knowledge, Mr. Ordner does work for CPS. But I've
CPS
never...
of what jurisdiction?
Of Austin. Travis County, I'm sorry.
And then,
Travis County, which is Austin.
And then the school your daughter was attending?
Was Lake Travis Middle School.
So that's an upper middle class area.
Sure.
Out by Lake Travis. I'd really call it Nouveau Riche. and so you're out there. He's saying you better call him or else. Okay.
Yeah. So in essence, I called my lawyer and said he'd done this, and my lawyer called and had a conversation with him, and I don't agree with letting someone into my house. I mean, this is the same
thing. That's what they do. Without a warrant, with nothing, they just get their way in. She dog hair or something on the ground, and then really you're in deep trouble then.
Do you know
this Ordner's first name?
Yes, Tom.
Tom Ordner. All right. So where does it go from here? I mean, number one, I'm not going to chastise you, but no one should have their child in a government camp. These things are designed to get your children into the system, sir.
Well, of course. And if I had the financial wherewithal to do something different, believe me, I would, but I don't. We're now stuck with, again, as you were saying before, kind of a urination contest, so we'll see who wins. But basically, he has no jurisdiction, as far as I'm concerned, and from what I've read, he's already broken Section 261.001, A, B, D, E, F, H, and I.
And tell folks what that states.
Well, basically, it's under the heading of child protection. It's called Protecting the Children. And it's all about keeping them safe and disallowing, certainly not allowing strangers to just march in and harm them and harass them and terrorize them. And yet, here's a man who no one's ever seen before, who simply walks into the school, says, "Here I am, let me see this kid." They give her, you know, just threw her over.
Let me tell you something. I know, and again, I always say middle-class families, because it's really bad for the poor who can't defend themselves. I mean, I hear about it every few weeks from my wife, from other children that my children are friends with. I mean, these are at, you know, nicer swim places, gyms, you know, playgroups, where, and I mean, these are people that write for major newspapers, magazines, lawyers, scientists. Every time a child jumps off a jungle gym, and this happened to everybody I know, happened to me, happened to my mother, you break a finger, you break a foot, there can be 50 witnesses how it happened, boom, CPS hits you hard, tries to take your kid or takes them. Now, I mean, and everybody gets hurt, folks. Who out there did? I mean, now they're everywhere. Just thank God your child didn't fall off a jungle gym. The only place they're safe to fall off a jungle gym is school, but you better record it then or they'll claim it happened the next day at your house.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they grab 1.5 million kids a year. They're five times more likely to abuse children. They get big bounties on them, and they're not playing games. They're not messing around. This stuff's major, okay? Stay there. Final segment. We don't have time to get to all the callers. I'm sorry. I want to finish up with James Panic here on the other side.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, this school, Lake Travis, just lost a big lawsuit over doing this with other children. And, I mean, it's just hell on earth in the poor schools. And he's gotten his daughter back out of that school and has her in a magnet school because she's a real good student. And he's now got another lawyer, and I'm telling you, the terroristic threat route's the way to go. And you, now you say you've gotten a lawyer who says it is a good case and is going to go after him?
Well, he says they have no case, period, and which they don't. And
you need to go on the offensive first. You need to go ahead and litigate.
I'm not a lawyer, so I'm letting him handle it. We'll see where he takes it and how far he takes it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but putting that note on your door saying, you talk to me or I'm going to the DA.
Oh, absolutely.
If a cop did that, they'd get in a bunch of trouble. You don't do that.
Well, these people are rogues. They operate as if they are completely above the law and, you know, with impunity, they can do anything they want, which is absolutely incorrect. And I look forward to correcting him on that. And, you know, if there's anything I can tell all the parents out there, I meant to put this in earlier when we were talking. I hate to say this, but tell your kids, not jokingly, not under your breath, not in any way, shape, or form, ever mention three things, sex, drugs, or weapons in school. I'm telling you, don't even joke about it, because this could happen to you. And it's terrible we have to do that, but if you're going to have your kid in a school, warn them. Simply warn them, because there are plenty of predators out there that our tax dollars are paying for to come get them.
Well, I don't know this guy from Adam, and he might be a nice guy, just misguided, but I know this. Statistically, the system's five times more likely to hurt children, so there's no worse group for children than CPS, and that's just a fact. Cover of Time Magazine, or was it Newsweek, The Shame of Foster Care, like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's the national numbers, and we're all in danger because of this, and it's an industry. And it's just so sad to see this happening to your family. But I would just get on the offensive. I would file a complaint with his superiors, and because what'll happen is it may escalate on his end. It's important that you engage him first before something gets trumped up on you.
Of course, and establish a paper trail. It's all about paper.
Well, I mean, now this school just lost a suit. Tell folks briefly about that. We're out of time.
You know, honestly, I don't really have a lot of details on it. I was
saw it in the paper.
Yes, it was in the paper, and the Statesman covered it briefly. And
I remember, blurb.
Yeah, I mean, like they do anything. You get half a paragraph on something, and it's unintelligible. But that's how the paper works.
So this guy refuses to talk to your lawyer. He wants to interrogate you guys. He wants to get in the house.
Well, that's how they do it. I've talked to several other parents who've been to this exact same thing, and they say, no, all you have to do is just come to our office, or they'll find some, neutral location and just show up, and we're just going to have a chat, and boom, they take the kids. They throw them in handcuffs. They drag them off. They dress them in orange. A friend of mine's 10-year-old was dressed in orange.
And then they get the psychiatrist with them. We'll let you see mommy. Just tell us what we want to hear.
You get the whole deal. And that's another thing. Tell your kids, do not talk to the people at the school. They'll have a nice little psychologist
there. You have to teach them not to trust uniforms, not to trust anybody in government. That's what the Founding Fathers said, and it's the truth. Hey, James Panning, good talking to you. Say hi to your wife. Say hi to your daughter for me, and I hope to run into you again sometime through our mutual friends.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex.
And call in if this guy does anything else.
I will do this.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. From FEMA camps to people being SWAT teamed and arrested for handing out videos to just everything else, we're here covering the decline of the Republic. The new industries isn't making cars or computers. It's just bureaucrats and SWAT teams and cameras and checkpoints and open borders and trillions missing from the Pentagon and just wallowing in evil. And back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Please support us. Visit the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. All right, take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.